One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana. Oh, no, there I go again. Aviana is not here.
She's here with us in spirit.
I did that again. She's listening. She's home with the flu. She has the flu. And I was laying in bed last night thinking, oh, God, I hope I don't get it. Because we were all in the same room, like, you know, when she was contagious.
So. We're going to talk about that today so you won't get the flu.
Really? Is that what we're talking about? Oh, yes. Mindset and nutrition strategies to boost immune function with Mo Brossette. I love that.
That was so professional. You should do this more often.
I'm a little loopy today. I'm just going to give full disclosure. Okay, so I kind of had like kind of a rough week emotionally last week.
What happened?
Just a lot of drama, you know, with the holidays and stuff. And then my daughter was real sick and I didn't sleep for a couple of days getting her back to health, monitoring her fever all night long and doing what mothers do best. And anyway, so I just got a little green around the gills, you know, and that emotional stress. Anyway, I took a Kratom about an hour ago for pain and happy. That's what it said. Pain. It was like Red Horn Mong Dong or something. I don't
know. That's legit.
And so because I had shoulder pain and I knew I was going to go work. I just finished working out with Tina and I feel really good. But the Red Horn Mong Dong or whatever it was, it's got me a little loopy. It's taken effect. And yeah, the pain is gone in my shoulders. But I'm maybe a little too happy.
There you go. Hey,
I don't know.
There's no such thing.
But anyway, we've got two great girls in studio with us today for the first time. Ashton Slovak and Mallory Scogan. And they both run the Love Pit, which is a pit bull organization. We're going to have them coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And so that leads me to Charlie, my dog Charlie, who I absolutely love. He's half pit bull, half Labrador, and like I get inside of his body, like his mind, I should say, not his body. His body and his mind and his spirit.
There you go.
And I do Charlie. Like I do an impression of Charlie, and we do little videos of it, and I put it on Instagram. But it is the most fun that I have had in years with one of my pets because he's such a character. And pit bulls are so amazing. Have you ever had one?
I've not had one, but I've been around a lot. I've have a good friend that has had pit bulls for years. And they're sweetest dogs.
They really
are.
Oh,
my gosh.
But they can go from sweet to,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, they're...
I think any dog can.
Franklin, you should have seen Charlie this morning. He wasn't having any part of it. There was someone that had to come over and get some parts out of my barn because my friend Carla Palmer, who bought one of my float tanks, they're constructing it right now, reconstructing it. It should be open in a few days, actually. And so there was they were looking for one of the controllers that controlled it. Did you ever float it adrift?
Yes.
You did.
Yeah.
I remember. That's where I originally probably met you.
Yeah. Yes. I floated there when I was training for my last Ironman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It helped.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, she's going to be open. And then I don't know. You know, we'll see.
Any dog can be me. Like Franklin, my 18-pound French bulldog, thinks he's a massive pit when somebody that he doesn't like comes around. And they go, oh, my God, little cute dog. And he just goes at them.
Yeah.
which is weird. He's the sweetest thing in the world.
You know what? Boldness sometimes can belie size, you know, especially when it comes to Pomeranians are like that. They think they're real big, tough guys, you know, and they're just, you know, little balls of fluff.
Right.
But it's great to have you guys in studio, and we're going to talk all about it. Anybody that's out there doing good in the world and helping animals, children, elderly, whatever, or UMO that help a lot of people that come back from war that are injured and can't walk, you get them back up again. Do you have any great stories? I know we talked about it before we went live.
Yeah. So
give us an inspirational story.
We just graduated our 17th class at Adaptive Training Foundation 2 weeks ago, and we had one of our athletes, his name is James Crosby. We call him Shrap because in 2004, he was a Marine and he was blown up by 3 rockets. So he has shrapnel all through his body.
Oh my
gosh. That's why we call him Shrap. But he has been in a wheelchair since 2004. Well, he has the ability to move his legs, you know, but he's an incomplete spinal cord injury. Most doctors would tell him, you'll never walk again. That's what he was told. But he could move his legs. And we were like, hey, man, let's see what we can do. So we got him up on some braces. We got him doing some wall sits, had him in where he was able to lay on the floor and control his legs and do leg lifts, right? Like you see people doing abdominal movements. And then at the end of the class, myself and our founder lead the graduation. And I always ask the trainers and coaches, like, hey, what's something really cool that we may have not have seen that your athlete did that we can talk about during graduation? And so people were sending me texts, and then one of the guys that was training Shrap sends a video of him walking across the floor with a walker for the first time.
I saw the video of that.
Yeah, I posted that.
That is so beautiful.
And typically when you get a spinal cord injury like that, they'll move their hips. They're kind of dragging their feet across the floor.
Right.
But he was actually lifting his leg and planting and starting to walk across the floor. And so
That's miraculous.
Right?
It really is.
Yeah, and then we had him do it again the next day during the last day, and I think he walked about 40 feet. So, that's what you can do when you get your mind in the right space, in the right environment, around the right type of enablers. And that's what we do there.
Wow. Yeah. And it's a Dallas base. So the Adaptive Training Foundation is a Dallas based nonprofit, as Mo said, that leads disabled military veterans and civilians through a 9-week mental and physical training program called Redefine. That's got to be such a rewarding job.
It is.
Like, incredibly rewarding. I can't even imagine what it feels like.
It's amazing. I mean, that's what we get to do every day. And during the graduation, Shrap said it best himself. He's like, this isn't a job. This is your lifestyle. Like, this is what we get to do on a daily basis. We work with these humans that, you know, have been told you'll never do this again. You'll always need help going to the bathroom. You're not going to walk again. One of the other guys in our class lost his left leg just above the knee July 10th in a motorcycle wreck. And he's a young kid. He's 26, but still.
Wow.
The aftermath of that usually is, okay, here's the new normal for you. And we don't accept that. What is normal? No one's normal. No one wants
That's
to be normal.
Point.
Yeah.
Right.
So don't tell someone that, hey, here's the box that you have to live in now. So this kid, Kelly, who's 26 years old, did a 40-inch box jump 4 months after.
I saw that too.
4 months after
it
his.
It was insane.
Yeah. So imagine. So if you are wondering what 40 inches is, it's about the height of your kitchen counter.
Yeah.
So imagine doing that on one leg 4 months after you had your left leg cut off.
It was amazing, miraculous. I saw that video too. You put him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. What's your Instagram? It's Brosette Performance Coaching.
Brosette Performance Coaching.
And that's that's one R and two S's
two
and two
S's and
double
two,
S and double snake and double T.
Yes. Or you can check out Adaptive Training Foundation as well.
Yeah.
Because we put all those on there too.
Well, you know, I think we're going to go to break because I can't wait to talk to Ashton and Mallory about the Love Pit. And then V Capaldi, the paleo boss lady, was supposed to be on the show, but she had a family emergency. Mm-hmm. So we'll catch up with her next week. And I was really looking forward to speaking with her. She's a huge animal lover, too. She's got an incredible spirit about her. She really does. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Your show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people... L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Dime is keeping it smooth today.
Is very, very extraordinary.
Whose voice is this?
is even Frank Sinatra. More than
this is Frank Sinatra?
You no. You didn't know that? Is
all that that's I not Frank Sinatra.
I don't think that it's Frank Sinatra.
That's not Frank Sinatra. Unless I, that if I that if it is, I'm hallucinating.
I think both of y'all must have taken that stuff.
No, that voice, who is that? Is it maybe Harry Connick Jr.?
I love Frank, no, but this is not nasally enough to be Frank.
Yeah, no, I'm Italian. It's not Frank, okay?
We can't get through one show without
no, we cannot.
Everybody know you're Italian.
I'm Italian, okay?
I'm not an Italian, just know-it-all.
I grew up with...
I consider myself a know-it-all.
Well, you know, I grew up with my parents literally dancing to Frank Sinatra in the living room, in the kitchen, almost every night, you know, putting the record player on back when there used to be record players.
Yeah, I have a record player. What?
Those are back in style for sale at, like, Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, but this was the original record player. Yeah.
This was the only option back then.
No, this is actually an African American. This is like Nat King Cole or somebody.
It's Frank Sinatra.
No, it's not. It is not. Okay.
I'm looking at the album cover.
Okay. Okay.
She's like, don't argue with me. I know.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna let it go.
Let it go.
All right, everyone. Now that we've opened the show so crazily, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Navi Mendoza, Mo Brossette in studio with me, Ashton Slovak, and Mallory Skagen. Don't tell me. I've got it written down here. Skogan. It's an A, but it's pronounced like an O. So, you know, that'll always confuse the host.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. But you two ladies, let me introduce you. So Ashton is the Managing Director of Development and Personal Relations at the Love Pit. Inspired by the Love Pit's mission, Ashton began volunteering as a social media coordinator and quickly fell in love with the organization. She's continuously inspired by the number of people willing to collaborate to save each dog one at a time. And Mallory, she is the Innovative Programs and Grants Director at the Love Pit Rescue. She adopted her first pit bull, Bruce. Oh, I love that name, Bruce. In 2015, and she fell in love with good old Bruce. And Mallory has fostered 16 dogs since 2018, and her favorite part is still bringing each foster out of its shell. And I totally agree. It is the most wonderful feeling in the world when you can heal any living thing. Mallory hopes to educate the public and get people involved by developing innovative programs at the Love Pit. You can apply to foster at thelovepit.org. Okay, ladies, let's talk about this. So how did the Love Pit become, how did it come to be?
Well, our founder and president, Afton Bell, she was on her way to a meeting in Dallas, and she saw this dog in the middle of the road. So she blocked incoming traffic, pulled over, said, come here, Sweet Pea. And Sweet Pea came up to her, and she saw this massive hole in her face.
Oh, no.
And Sweet Pea was licking her on her arm through the hole in her mouth, and she changed Afton's life. She went down. She went home, posted on Instagram.
She posted on Instagram and basically got a response 100 times bigger than she ever expected.
Wow.
So with all this extra money, she actually saves Sweet Pea. She gets her rehabilitated and then goes to the Fort Worth shelter and saves 13 additional dogs like a month later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and you guys keep switching. If you're wondering why the voice keeps changing.
We're sharing today.
They're sharing a mic today.
We're here together.
Just roll with it, okay?
Don't mind us. We're basically the same person, just obsessed with dogs and TLP.
Well, you're in good company because I am totally the same way. I'm going to break into Charlie's voice here at some point during this.
I can't wait.
Well, you know, okay, I went through hell too, okay? And Bernadette found me. And I have been in heaven ever since.
That's perfect. It's perfect. You really do.
I don't know if I'm scared or having fun.
How much does Charlie weigh?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Charlie, how much do you weigh?
I weigh about 45 pounds.
No, I think your voice should be deeper.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you saying?
You sound like somebody with a small dog. In our world, 45 pounds is like a pocket pity factor.
No, he's not a small dog. No, I never said he was small.
No, I mean,
I
Mo
did.
Sounds
oh,
like
Mo
somebody
did.
With a little dog.
Oh.
Saying Charlie needs a deep voice. Come on.
No, Charlie, he's amazing, and he's been just an amazing. He came to my house, and I was like, okay, I'm going to find him a home right away because I know how weak I am. That lasted about, I don't know, 2 hours.
They steal your heart.
Oh,
just,
gosh.
What are you supposed to
I'm
do?
Like, I'm so weak when it comes to that. That's why I've got like 23 animals. It's ridiculous.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my gosh.
Cats and dogs. I have 10 dogs. And 13 cats.
That's my dream. My fiance is like, oh, you have to stop meeting people like this because this is impossible.
Well, you either have to own a shelter or create your own and make a lot of money to support it.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
But, you know, the Love Pit, this is so, it's so wonderful. So let's go back to Sweet Pea. Okay, so Sweet Pea, was she the victim of dog fighting or something? Is that how she lost part of her face?
We have no idea. Like with most of the dogs that we rescue, they're just abandoned. They are found strays. They're returned into the shelter. Some of them are surrendered by their owners. We try not to focus on their past, and we focus on their future, the rehabilitation, getting them in a foster home, getting them in our training program, and focusing on the good that's inside them.
And so let me, how is the Love Pit setting itself apart from everybody else? What are you guys doing that nobody else is doing?
What we're aiming for, like Ashton just mentioned, we want to make it like a badge of honor. To be a pit bull, to own a pit bull, maybe to be ostracized by people in your life or treated like you're less than, like to rise above tough circumstances, it's something to be proud of. So we don't ever focus on the sob story. We don't really, it doesn't really matter, you know, if a dog was used in a fighting ring or not, because they have so much potential inside of them. They have, you know, different personalities. Doesn't matter what
the breed
is.
Well, it's such a great message. And I might add that we can do this with people, too. You know, I was raised in a home, an Italian home, Mo, Italian-Irish, where we didn't throw anybody away. We don't throw people away. That's how I was raised. My father was the most devoted, loyal father, man that you would ever find. Very generous with his time, his heart, very compassionate. And I was raised to never just throw things away.
Absolutely not.
People, animals, whatever that is. And so, you know, and you're in this, you know, the rehabilitation business, except you're rehabilitating people.
Yeah.
And so what do you think about all this?
I love it. It's a great synergy for what we get to do and what you girls get to do. You know, it's the same thing. Like, we're all beings, right? And the more you can treat one another, even and including animals, as they should be treated, that's what you put out in the world, that's what you're going to get back.
Yeah. No, yeah. It is.
And Mallory's our innovative programs director, and we just started our youth program where we're trying to capture the minds and the hearts of the youth and our next generation and give them these principles where we don't throw anything away. We give these dogs a chance. We don't bully people. We don't think lower than
us. I love
us.
That.
And that showing them that these dogs, we don't have to give up on them, and we can train them and we can help get them in a home and show the true spirit of these animals and their hearts and giving them those principles to think of people that way. Don't throw them away and give them a chance and be a good human. That's our thing. Be a good human.
I'm really
however
impressed.
That may be.
I really am. I'm looking at both of you with such admiration. You've got incredible spirits. You do. And I love what you're doing. And so the thing that fascinates me about this, the Love Pit, is that it's not a shelter. It's 100% foster based, right?
That is absolutely right. So anytime we, you know, we do have a TLP HQ headquarters in Dallas. So sometimes
what's TLP?
The Love Pit.
Oh, the Love Pit. There
Thank
you go.
Thank you for asking
There you go.
Because that's a very bad habit.
Yeah.
So we're totally foster based. And you asked, like, what sets us apart from other rescue groups? Everybody's doing the best they can. Everybody wants to get dogs out of shelters and off the streets, but we try to be as absolutely responsible as we can. So when we get to a block in the road, we can't, you know, pull more foster families, then we don't pull more dogs. And it's heartbreaking when we come to that point, you know, different seasons. Maybe everybody's going on vacation. People get busy, but we just focus on the dogs we have. We don't keep pulling dogs, sticking them in boarding, because that's really the core of what we do, is we get them in a foster home so they learn how to be a family member. And we have this whole training program, which is a whole other story. And that's a big reason that most of us find the Love Pit and choose to foster for the Love Pit, you know, amongst all these different organizations that are out there.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask the obvious question, but we all know the answer. Why, you know, why pit bulls? They are some of the most
misunderstood.
I mean, and I know so much about this. I do. They're mislabeled. Let's touch on some of the stats so people understand why pit bulls.
You know, we're working with some staff members at Fort Worth and the Dallas shelter as well to kind of make sure that the stats we put out into the community are exactly accurate. So we don't want to share anything just yet today. We're going to be rolling those out in the early part of 2020.
Okay.
But when we have those statistics, what we plan to do is get with the rescue teams at different shelters and sort of help them do better and make sure that we're labeling these dogs accurately, because mm-hmm. you end up with statistics and different data that it's really not accurate. So we want to start labeling dogs correctly. So if somebody does come in, you know, some random family wants to come in and adopt, and they meet a dog they want to take home, well, then they're mm-hmm. told, oh, well, they're a pit bull mix. Well, maybe then their landlord doesn't let them adopt them. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to share any statistics just yet. We're kind of perfecting those numbers before we share them with the public. That's a big project we have coming in 2020.
No, I love that. So being impeccable
tuned.
With your word. That's important.
Exactly.
It really is. And so, and I know that you guys are on a mission to holding shelters to a higher standard in the future, you know, and collaborating with them through community outreach. Right?
Yeah. Once a month, we actually have a shelter helpers event where we go into a local shelter and we help walk the dogs, bathe the dogs, give them attention. One of the main points is to get pictures, get to know the dogs, evaluate them a little bit, and get to know their personality so we can give the information to other rescues or the public and hopefully get some of these dogs saved. Because a lot of times they sit in the shelter and nobody knows them. They don't see this beautiful personality mm-hmm. when they're sitting in the kennel, and we get to take them out, get videos, pictures, get to know them, and inspire other rescues to either pull them ourselves or have somebody come out to the shelter and adopt them themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody can do their part.
I hear Charlie speaking to me right now because he's half pit bull, and he wanted me to tell you that, you know, how much he appreciates everything
we love
that
you,
you're
Charlie.
Doing.
We really do. We're going to have to go home and give Bruce a voice.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Okay, so what should the public, what should they better understand about dog rescue in general?
Everybody can do their part. It's not just going to a shelter and pulling a dog. Everybody can be responsible owners themselves. Give heartworm preventative so they prevent one more dog from getting heartworms. And a lot of people can't even afford that treatment, so they surrender the dogs to the shelters. And then they are sitting there and they lose time, and they are at risk of euthanasia and spay and neuter. I mean, we have so many dogs in the shelters. We were in Fort Worth doing our shelter helpers event, and they have almost 600 dogs sometimes. It's insane.
I know.
And then there's so many dogs at risk every day. And so by spaying, neuters, giving heartworm preventatives, making sure you microchip your dog.
Oh, gosh.
And just
yeah.
training your dog, mm-hmm. like literally teaching them a command not to run out the front door, or building
right.
their confidence on the leash. You know, the less frustrated you are with your animal and you're teaching your kids responsible pet ownership. It sounds so cheesy, I get it, but it's a domino effect. And the happier
Absolutely.
Families are with their family pet, the less inclined they are to end up taking them to the shelter.
Yeah, Charlie got out last week, scared the bejesus out of me. Mm-hmm. There was a hole under the fence that I wasn't aware of from my cat Bounder that I rescued many, many years ago. And I guess that was his in and out under the fence. I didn't know that.
It can sneak through the smallest spaces.
No, I know. And so what's happening, so our neighbor's dog, Buddy, and Charlie have been sniffing through, because Buddy gets to run around and mm-hmm. Charlie runs around on my property, which is gated. So they were like sniffing noses, I think, through the fence. Mm-hmm. And so when Buddy would get out, then Charlie wanted to get out and play with him. So, and he had a coat on and everything. He had his big winter coat.
He had a coat on.
You mean Charlie accessorizes?
Oh, of course he does.
Charlie has flair.
I'm not surprised. Yeah.
You know, I ordered a new coat for him, a really cute little coat from Amazon the other day. And I got it, and it was a large, and I swear it could fit a mouse. It's so small.
You said it like
that's
he was like
when
he
you
was
shop
ready.
For yourself. You're like, man, that's just not the right size.
Well, you know, when you really love your pet, your animal, your friend, and I have 10 dogs, and I love them all equally. I've had Mick, a Labrador that I found on the street as well, for 16 years. He sleeps in bed
wow.
with me every night, you know. These are, you know, my children.
Yeah.
And My furry children. Yeah, you get it. And but yeah, and so you want them. I would never leave him outdoors without a coat on if it's cold, and not for very long either. And Andy also has a beautiful, you know, doghouse. So I want to
get me all fired up.
I know, right? Because we need to take care. We need to set a new precedence of what is acceptable and what is not when it comes to animal care.
Yeah, right now our training team, you know, we're doing what we can. So right now our training team is a resource for our adopters and our fosters. Random plug, when you adopt from the Love Pit, you do get 3 free training sessions and lifetime training support.
Wow.
And again, with the whole
cheese
ball
thing.
Do you
sell training sessions
so
to make a little
yet.
Money on the
we
side?
We would love to
gotta
do
have
that.
A side gig, you know.
Well, the Love Pit would love to offer training to the public one day, but you know, you can get in touch with us on Instagram and Facebook at The Love Pit. And we're happy to, you know, make suggestions for things like crate training. You mentioned keeping your dog indoors.
Yeah.
These things seem really obvious to the dog freaks of the world, like
uh-huh.
you and
yes.
me and Ashton.
Yeah.
But
dog freak.
But, you know.
I own it.
Know, yeah, I say that kindly. But, yeah, just keeping your dog indoors and teaching him to be comfortable in their crate. It sounds like a no-brainer, but so many people in the community, that doesn't occur to them. And then that's another dog on the street and eventually in the shelter.
Yeah. I wish our listeners could see your eyes right now. Both of your eyes. Like, you're glowing. You really are. You can tell when you speak about this that it truly comes straight from your heart. And you're a good representative of what we need. Change in the future. You guys are you millennials, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good
yeah,
for you.
We are.
Good
Thank
for you.
You.
And we have a lot. I mean, we have volunteers from so many demographics and age groups, and it's so funny how everybody gets along, and we're all like just deep down the same person that just has this true passion for these dogs. I mean, it's so funny how from all over the U.S. we have volunteers, and we have remote volunteers even. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. A lot of us do things online. We do Google Meets and have meetings mm-hmm. and talk on the phone all day and share pictures and videos and tips.
Well, Mo mentioned it's a lifestyle, not a job.
Well, how can people donate? Yeah, it is a lot. So how can people donate? Because I'm going to donate $100 today.
We love you.
And then I want people to follow, even if it's like $5, if they can.
It all adds up.
So where can we donate?
So if you go on Facebook, you can donate there. We're called The Love Pit. A lot of people forget the. And then you can go to thelovepit.org and you can donate there.
Yeah.
Those are probably the two easiest spots.
Well,
to
and I've got a surprise for you. So
Ooh,
it's
Friday,
not money.
Fine.
I already gave you the money. Don't get excited. Okay, no. But I was on the original volunteer team that brought Michael Vick to his knees.
So, amazing.
Yeah, with PETA.
We did not know that. Oh, my word.
Well, I mean, you know, it was one of the volunteers that sent out hundreds and hundreds of emails getting people involved to really get the NFL to pay attention and put an end to dog fighting. Try
we
to
have
put
to
an
be
end
a voice for the voiceless.
Yes, that's, we do. We do have to. And so, yeah, so... So you're in good company.
My jaw is like, I could catch flies.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, it was great having you in studio, and I hope you'll come back.
Yes,
this was
please.
Fun.
We love it.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes, bring us some mong dong next time, please, and
some
thank
red horn mong dong?
Red horn mong
dong. I sure will. All right. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Mo Brossette, mindset and nutrition strategies to boost your immune function. We all need that right now. The flu is going around Dallas rampantly, so stay tuned. Everyone, you're listening to One Life Radio and Charlie.
I give a little bit. I give a little bit of my love to you.
There's no question about who this is.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Yeah, I got to go back to the Frank Sinatra thing. I'm just going to shut up. Oh my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. I'm here in studio with Mo Brossette, Diamond Gray, Navi Mendoza, and Mallory and Ashton. Slovak are still with us, Mallory Skogan. And so we're talking about mindset and nutrition with Mo Brossette. He has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, and he is currently the director of mindset and nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. The Adaptive Training Foundation is a Dallas-based nonprofit that leads decision disabled military veterans and civilians through a 9-week mental and physical training program called Redefine. Through his unique program, Mo helps these adaptive athletes overcome physical, emotional, and mental pain, fear, and self-doubt. I stretched emotional out.
Emotional.
Very emotional.
He is a corporate speaker on fear and human potential, where he teaches companies and individuals how to achieve personal and professional goals, overcome limiting beliefs, and uses fear as your greatest tool for success. You can find him at his website, brosetteperformance.com, or on Instagram at Brosette Performance Coaching. Always a pleasure. Okay, it's flu season. We've already said that. And yes, a lot of people in Dallas right now have the flu. So can we talk about mindset and nutrition strategies to boost immune function? What part does mindset play?
Stress.
Yeah.
So stress and recovery. Because right now, especially during the holidays, people are they're a little bit more stressed out than normal.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you're more stressed out, you don't sleep as much. You stay in that sympathetic nervous system state, which is an immunosuppressant. So your immune system is already being taxed by all the germs and things going around. And then you add the stress of the holidays, the stress of family, et cetera. And that just exacerbates the issue. Mm-hmm. So above all else, you have to sleep and you have to manage your stress.
Yeah.
That's where daily gratitude practice comes in.
Yep.
That's where, you know, literally as happy as you can make yourself, the better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, like right now, what the things that I'm going through, right? Even though I'm in a good spot, I make myself smile on a daily basis.
Yeah, because you're going through a major breakup, a divorce.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
With your wonderful...
Yeah, who's an incredible person. But it's just, you know, we're going different directions.
Yeah.
But even now, like, I am... That's what I do. I don't allow myself to go into that space because then you become a victim of the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what you have going on, that is it's easy to do that, especially during the holiday season. You've got seasonal depression, you have holidays, and then you have cold and flu season. It's just like this trifecta of readiness for you to get sick.
Yeah.
So practicing gratitude. Gratitude has been proven in multiple studies to improve not only your mood, but improve immune function as well.
Yeah. Well, being generous is really good, too. I think giving, this is a time of giving. I have this interesting article that I pulled out of it's called TheOptimist.com.
Oh.
And it says, giving is good for you. And I just wanted to share it. It says, how does one spend money to maximize happiness? And that's a question, of course. Buy a new coat? How about a tasty meal? While there is quite a large body of research that says people with more money are happier, a recent study conducted by the Harvard Business School has found that the way you spend your money could be more important as how much you have of it. It goes on to say, just as a lifestyle of compassion leads to greater rate of survival, practicing generosity leads to more happiness. And I completely agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Well, and being generous with your time, too, which is what you do.
Yeah.
And it's what that's why I brought it up, because that's what Ashton and Mallory do.
Yeah. We don't work out. We just rescue dogs.
You just rescue dogs. Yeah.
Run around with the dogs.
There
exactly.
you go.
Yeah.
And so this is all, it's all cumulative. It's all important stuff that we're talking about.
Yes, absolutely. So you have to sleep again. Like that is of the utmost importance. And I realize everyone has busy schedules. But look, if you have a business, if you have a family and you have to be on, then you have to manage your sleep. And what I tell people around that is you can't be the best version for whomever else if you're not taking care of yourself.
No, I know. So, okay, Mo, last night, being very candid here, I slept all night long. Like I had something very pressing on my mind, a decision that I need to make. And I thought about it all night long. I really had trouble sleeping and I didn't want to take anything to help me sleep, you know, like any kind of pill. Not that I don't think I have any at my house, but you know, I thought, gosh, you know, why can't I shut my brain down? I had terrible monkey mind last night.
So what did you do with the thoughts?
Monkey
did
mind.
You write it down?
No.
So that's it's a great thing that happens to everybody. When you wake up, if it's something like that that's pressing on your mind and it's something you have to make a major decision about, especially, get up, get a notebook, don't get on your phone.
I didn't get on my phone. I just laid there miserable.
Well, just
flipping.
But write it out. And you don't have to write the solution, but literally writing it down on a piece of paper it gets it out. And even though there may not be a solution for it at that moment, at least writing it down gets it off your brain. That's one of the first things we help people with when it comes to mitigating stress and sleeping better, is at the end of the day, I have what I call the end of the day journal. What went well? What did I learn? What are my opportunities to grow? So that way you get to go through the day and you get to look at all the things like, well, I really wish I would have done this. So that's what you can do. So when you wake up anytime and you have these things on your mind, write it down, journal about it. And again, if you have a solution, cool. But even if it's just, here's what I'm thinking about, write it down, set it down. You've gotten it out. It's exactly the same as if you talk to another human about it. I mean, think about how many times we've all talked to someone and we don't want a solution. We don't want you to fix it. We just want you to listen.
Yeah.
Just right? put it out there.
Just put it out there. And I can't tell you how many times I've just sat and listened. And at the end of it, they were like, man, I just needed to get that out.
Yeah.
I feel better already. I'm like, I didn't do anything. I just sat here.
Is it help to write down pros and cons?
Yes. You can write anything like that that helps you. There is no limit to it. Right? Whatever is going to make you feel better about that situation, write it down.
Well, and thinking about it abstractly, that if you physically write something down, it's almost like, okay, I wrote it down. I can put it down now for the night.
Exactly.
Set it beside my bed, whatever, you know, and I can get to it in the morning.
Yeah, because the subconscious is thinking, well, I got to think about this now. Otherwise, I'm not going to get to it tomorrow. I have to think about this thing now. But when you write it down, that releases that. Again, you're putting it down for the day, for the night.
No, I love that. I'm glad I asked. I think a lot of people do that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, going to go get a journal on the way home. We're stopping
I do
somewhere.
It, and this is my job.
Yeah. You flip and flop and think all night sometimes?
I do. Yeah. I learned to just be and not try to think. Obviously, if I have something pressing, I'll write it out or I'll address it. It's just like meditation. Mm-hmm. It's not about not having thoughts. It's about recognizing them and letting them go.
Yeah.
Not holding on to it.
Well, you know, you've got so much. You've got so many tips that you're going to give us about nutrition. You've got a great education. You really do. On so many different levels, things that are even intangible, if you will.
Yeah.
Things that we can all go to have a better mindset and nutrition strategies. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about if there's any medications that can help when you're sick, or because being sick really does kind of suck. And nutritional strategies for fighting cold and flu. Stay tuned, everyone. I've got a few of my own up my sleeve. So.
I know. We talked about it last time.
All right. Well, I've got more. All right. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Excited to see what song's gonna be on.
I think this is Frank Sinatra. And if you just joined us, you're not gonna get that joke.
No, you
should listen to the podcast. Because you can listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app. And you can listen to us from anywhere in the world. You can also go to our website, OneLifeRadio.com, to download and listen to the podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. We always have a lot of really good stuff in that. I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors because without them, we would not be on the air. They help us pay the bills. Great companies like Sun Warrior. And I have to say, last night when I was laying in bed, flipping and flopping, I was thinking about how grateful I believe it or not, I was. I was thinking about how grateful I am for the sponsors that I have that allow me to do this wonderful job that I love so much.
That's great.
So you're telling us you did do your gratitude practice.
Well, I guess I did. Yeah. I mean, while I was worrying about what decision I was going to make, but you know, great companies. You're very familiar with Enviromedica. That is a company that
great
is run
company.
By some great people. They have great products. I mean, I can't emphasize it enough. The same with No Evil Foods. They are. Are you familiar with No Evil Foods?
Okay. I'm not, but I like the
well,
name.
Okay, so
Google
I've got
them.
I carry the Italian Stallion package right here with me because I like doing sponsor shout outs while I'm actually holding the packaging.
While you're eating?
Well, it's protein for all in plants we trust. No Evil, it's plant meat, Italian sausage. The Stallion is the one that I like the best because I make fried onions and peppers. And it
Yum.
Tastes just like Italian sausage. And
I
as
don't
you already
eat
know.
Meat, so I'm totally looking them up when I
okay.
get home.
So I already said I'm Italian and I'm a finicky Italian. And I have not had Italian sausage in years and years and years until this product came out.
I am going to try that.
So, and they fight climate change. And it says, and so they put little things on here like your carbon footprint is shrinking in a big way. Imagine if every American left meat off their plate one day a week for 1 year, that would be like taking 7.6 million cars off the road. And when you read something like that, it's like, yeah, Meatless Monday, Teatless Tuesday. Have you heard of Teatless Tuesday?
No, but I love it.
Teatless Tuesday, what is that?
Is that dairy-free?
I invented it. Teatless Tuesday. It's dairy-free
Things
day.
Things from the teat?
Yeah. Yes. It's dairy-free day, Teatless Tuesday. And of course, our sponsor, Crazy Water, Veg World Magazine, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, Thorne Research, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Okay, Mo, I'm ready for your great advice about nutrition. I'm here with Mo Brossette. He's been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, if you're just now joining us. And he is currently the director of Mindset and Nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. We're talking about strategies to boost your immune function. So what medications do you think help when you're sick?
Well, they're not medications. They're more herbs.
Well, yes, of course. Yes.
Alternative holistic medications. Yes, number one. We have to also make sure that we minimize sugar intake, even natural sugars.
Oh, yeah.
Because that reduces white blood cell count, which will affect immune function. So here's what we got. Number one is this is what you do. So and what I recommend is if like Aviana is sick, you're around Aviana. You don't have this yet, but don't wait until you get
sick. Putting stuff in my body, like, I'm not kidding you. I've got olive leaf extract
Absolutely.
In my purse, elderberry syrup in my purse, like all these holistic alternative health options.
That's perfect. So, and what we recommend you do is do this three times a day. Do it for 7 days.
Okay.
And it's elderberry syrup, one tablespoon, as soon as you wake up. Do one tablespoon of Bragg's apple cider vinegar. And then you do, so you can do a serving.
What's the apple cider vinegar do?
It's antibacterial, antimicrobial, antifungal. I mean, it boosts immune function, helps support gut microbial health. So the microbiome that we talked about with Enviromedica.
Well, and I'll say this. If you're going to get elderberry syrup, be very careful which one.
Cassie Green is a local.
And then Gaia makes a good one, too, that you can find. Gaia brand, G-A-I-A.
Yes.
I think they get their elderberries. I know you think I'm really making this up, but I think they come from Italy.
Oh, man.
Of course, where else
will they come from, Bernadette? They probably taste Italian. Speaking of Italian, the next thing we do is oil of oregano.
I love it.
How about that? See that nice little segue?
Charlie really loves it, too. Mom.
It's like y'all planned it.
He really does.
Right?
He really loves it.
Yeah. Oil of oregano is critical that you use this. I double the dosage for the first 4 days, but you do just one serving of oil of oregano three times a day. I like to just put it under my tongue and then shoot it with water.
I do a whole dropper at once.
Yeah, a whole dropper. It's good to go.
And it burns my mouth, and it feels really good.
Yes. And look, here's the deal. You're not going to overdose on these things.
No, you're not.
At worst, you might get a little stomach ache. But that, and then there's something called ImmunoRx or ImmunoWell RX. We recommend Wisteria Naturals, but you can also use Source Naturals for the brand.
Okay.
And like the great thing about elderberry syrup specifically is it has a lot of antioxidants. It's got vitamin C, vitamin A, and it actually has vitamin B6, which helps you fight stress.
Can we put this list in our newsletter? That's
Absolutely.
Coming out on this upcoming Tuesday?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Please.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And actually, so my about-to-be ex-wife, Alex, has this on her Instagram account. If you go to Alex Barth Nutrition, she has this specific protocol, the same thing that we tell everybody to follow. Just check it out. And it's right there. It tells you step-by-step what to do and how to do it.
Do you ever do colloidal silver?
So, I'm glad you mentioned that. That immuno formula.
That's one of my faves.
Yeah, so the ImmunoRx, the one we talked about last week, was astragalus. So it has astragalus, maitake mushroom, shiitake mushroom. It has echinacea. It has colloidal silver and a bunch of other stuff in it that's really good for you.
What are some other nutritional strategies for fighting cold?
Go more with easily digestible foods, so like soups and stews with a good, if you aren't plant-based, a bone broth, like a grass-fed finished bone broth, can be beef, can be chicken, you can do vegetable stock as well, because those have vitamins and minerals in it, but eat things that are easy for your gut to absorb, make sure you stay hydrated, and again, make sure that you stay away from any type of sugar/juice.
Yeah.
If you are a regular person that juices, now might not be the time to do that because, again, it doesn't matter where it comes from. The liver really doesn't know the difference between orange juice and a Coke when it gets in there. Sugar is sugar at the end of the day, and that can suppress immune function.
It does, but high fructose corn syrup, which is in most sodas now because it's cheap, causes obesity, and it's all genetically modified.
It's all terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really bad sugar for you. Here's like one of the best tips, and doctors, everyone agrees on this. The first thing you can do, you need to wash your hands a lot throughout the day. Really, yes. Wash your hands a lot. And I'm going to give a shout out. This is an old sponsor of ours, but this stuff really works. You can get it on Amazon. It's called Flunata. And you shoot it up your nose and down your throat, and it works. If you feel like you're starting to get sick and you use it, like,
I've got to make a list of everything.
Flunata.
No flu.
Flunata. It's it. You can get it on Amazon.
Is that Italian?
No, it's not. It sounds, I don't know what how they came up with that name.
Flunata.
But Flunata. It's Dr. Steven Schwartz, though, is the founder of the company. And
perfect.
It's a really good product. They used to be an advertiser on the show. But always great. Thank you so much. Mo Brossette.
You
can find him at brossetteperformance.com. Ashton and Mallory. TheLovePitRescue.org. What fun I had. And thank you for letting me do Charlie and going along with
it. Oh, we loved it.
I really appreciate you being in studio today. I do.
Thank you so much for having us.
Should I end the show in Charlie's voice?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.